So Sam Reed back inside for today's game in defence.
Yeah, a bit of a change up. I've been training a lot back there, so I think the plan was to try and play there a bit, but it didn't eventuate last or 2 weeks ago because we're a bit short for forwards. So I guess that's the beauty of being able to play both ends wherever I'm needed. I can fill that role, so it's good to have my first sit out down in defence for the full game, and still learning a lot, but looking forward to spending a bit more time there.
And yeah, obviously learning a lot on a quality full forward like Jeremy Cameron today. How'd you find the contest between him today?
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, he's bloody quick and he knows where to go, and he's got a good launch of the ball and great hands. So he's a tough opponent to play on. I spent a little bit of time on him, but like I said, it was my first one, so I'm still learning a bit, and it's always good to be able to play on those guys, especially in games like this where there's no points on the line, but yeah, it's just good to practice good habits for when the real stuff starts.
Is that the way the game's going now? Obviously forwards, it's in their... It's in the team's interest and a player's interest to be able to play forward back through the middle if you're a midfielder. But for a key position player like yourself, is it important for you to adapt your game so you can go back?
I think it'd be different for different guys. I mean, it's every team is probably intended to have one of those players that can do that. I mean, in the past, we've had LIT, who's been unbelievable successfully, other clubs like Harry Taylor and Geelong. There's examples of certain guys at certain clubs, but I think it's a good thing to have, and if I'm able to fill that role and get better and better at it, then I'll be happy with that. And it's going to be a value to the team.
What do you need to learn in terms of adapting your game to backs? Obviously, it's a lot different to playing up forward.
Yeah, it is. You're not so much looking to get forwards as much as you are to limit your opponents. Your opponent's effect on the game, which sometimes can be tough, but I'm lucky that I've got guys like Heath Thunder, Tom Richards, Blades, Dan Rocky, all got Reece Shaw, like they're all really good guys at directing and leading out there, so their talk's really important, and that they help me a lot when I'm out there, just by giving me advice and talking me through certain situations, which is, it comes with time, I guess, you learn different situations.
Yep. And yeah, you can see the game unfold in front of your eyes, and down to that last minute, mate, how were the nerves?
Yeah, for an AFCup game, as you can see, we were pretty happy to get them in. I think everyone's competitive juices sort of took over a bit, so everyone was very excited for a win, whether it meant anything or not. But I think it meant a bit to us, just being able to, some teams find it hard to win, so being able to win every week is probably an important thing, and getting over the line was good for us.